All right, Adam Cien Cirillo, Paula opener. I guess the first question I have is, did you know anything about Jose Butron in that second moto? I'm not sure if you were aware of anything about that guy.
Wasn't he factory KTM MX2 like a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gnarly.
Yeah. He's 32 now, and this is his first U.S. national.
He was very enthusiastic. Yes. Extremely enthusiastic. I did one of those patented moves where I passed him and then I kind of rested. Yeah. You know, it kind of pissed him off that I did that, I think. And, man, he was, you know, I'm just trying to, like, get the laps in. Obviously, I'm doing my best, but get the laps in at a, you know, just a safe pace for me. And, yeah, he was just hounding me. And I finally just, I rolled down the hill and I was just, like, waved him by. And then he weeded it, like, a lap and a half later.
Told me he was very excited about battling with Adam Cien Cirillo.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean he was riding good, going for it. So it was fun to battle.
You've talked about outdoors being a little easier on your arm. What's the verdict?
Oh, not today, man.
Okay. Yeah. Hard pack and yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's just look. I don't want to make excuses.
I asked you about it.
I don't want to make excuses, right. But I think we all know I'm better than that. Like I'm fast and. It's just
second overall today in qualifying.
Yeah, it's just difficult. I was like, it was right away. Like, I think it probably 30%, like, as strong as my left side. So, but what I did for 2 years was basically try to find this limit of surviving, and I kept getting hurt. And so now I've obviously backed it down to where I feel like I'm not going to put myself in a position where it's going to compromise my. You know, I don't want to get myself in trouble there. So, yeah, today just the track was really hard and choppy. And the last few weeks it's been really bad out here. And everywhere else it has been better. So, that's all I can really say. I mean, I know I'm doing everything I can. And like I told some other people, it's like for me winning right now is not allowing, like, the frustration from the situation overcome me to the point where I don't give it my best the whole time or I'm out there, like, feeling sorry for myself. You know, I really want to get everything I can out of it. And this stuff goes by fast. So I'm trying to just enjoy it and do what I can and trust that.
So when you lay down a heater and get top three or whatever, you're faster. Is that a little bit of reassurance, a little bit of confidence boost?
Well, I know I still can do that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
I would know, like, even during the week if I – you know, if I really lost something like that, I would, you know, I would tell you, and I haven't. I can still go fast, but it's difficult in this situation because you don't want to, like, learn how to lose in a way. And so I want to be able to, like, have a decent quality of life and be happy with myself. But I also don't want to accept this situation and just be like, okay, let's just go out there and get seventh every time, and we're good with that, then high five and after, right? So you want it. I still want that
balance.
I want that standard for myself, so it's like a constant fight for me. One day I'll come and I'll be, like, breaking my helmet over my knee, and then the next day I'm chill and fine with it. Poor Nick, man. He's always just – so it's been difficult for me in that sense, but I mean, what can I do?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You don't want to accept it because that's Sexton and Lawrence, and they're not accepting getting beat at all. So you know that you've been there. But on the other hand, otherwise you'll just be a basket case. On another note, you started a podcast. What's been the reception to it?
Yeah, it's been good. I think I posted at a weird time this Friday. Didn't get a lot. I think the downloads were really good, but my Instagram was I didn't get a lot of views on the reel there. So
algorithm stuff, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I took like a year off social media, and since then I just haven't been getting the views like that. I don't know. But no, I think the podcast for me. I mean, you know me. Every time I come, like, I've been doing your show for so long now. I always have something to say, and. I enjoy that. Like I said earlier, like, it's kind of brings, like, a balance to my life in a way. Obviously, I have a passion for dirt bikes. I have a passion for, this whole industry. And so it's just another way I can kind of, I guess, contribute and also something I can just have fun doing.
Yeah, don't keep it to all moto. You're a worldly guy. So branch out. Tell us what you think about other stuff. You know, but I think you know your lane, so you're not going to start yelling about politics. So,
no,
you know what I mean? I want to hear from you about other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's just going to be whatever, and it doesn't really have a huge structure right now. You know, I write some things down. Like, obviously, I still am focused on my job, and it's not something that I'm, like, putting a whole lot of time into preparing for. So now it's pretty unorganized, but I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Do I need to start picking up the wrenches again? Like, am I out of a podcast gig?
No, dude, your numbers are blowing mine away.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.